troubled political waters in California. 12% unemployment and a gridlock in government means incumbent Senator Barbara Boxer is having a hard time keeping her head above the waves.
We were facing a bleeding of 700,000 jobs a month. And so we stepped forward and we did pass a stimulus. I voted for that.
And Republicans like Carly Fiorina are smelling blood in the water.
Her record is the issue. She has been in Washington, D.C. for 28 years. She had plenty of time to give middle-income Californians a tax break.
Who will make it to shore? Who will get carried out by the undertow?
Nothing mellow about politics, California style. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, September 30th, and we're going to be talking about the recent debate between Carly Fiorina and Barbara Boxer and what that means for national politics in just a moment.
Gloves are off in California, but let's get a check on the morning's top news stories. We begin. Actor Tony Curtis has died. A family spokesman says Curtis passed away at midnight peacefully in bed while laying next to his wife in their Las Vegas home. Cardiac arrest believed to be the cause. The Oscar-nominated actor is best known for the 1959 movie Some Like It Hot, where he played a cross-dressing musician trying to woo an unsuspecting Marilyn Monroe.
What's the matter with you anyway?
I'm not very bright, I guess.
I wouldn't say that.
Curtis was asked in a 2002 AP interview if he agreed with the American Film Institute's voting of Some Like It Hot as the funniest movie of all time.
I think so. Two men dress up as girls. In Some Like It Hot, it worked because Jack and I were not perfect women, you know? But we both were elegant and ladylike.
Unforgettable. Born Bernard Schwartz to poor immigrants in the Bronx, he went on to appear in more than 100 movies, including Spartacus and The Defiant Ones. Tony Curtis died this morning at the age of 85.
Pakistan is blocking a vital supply route for U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan this morning. That comes hours after a NATO helicopter strike hit a border post and killed three Pakistani soldiers. NATO is investigating the incident as about 100 supply and oil trucks are backing up at the border. Congress is punting its problems until after the elections. It couldn't get a budget together, and they also couldn't figure out what to do about the tax cuts. So the House sent President Obama a stopgap spending bill to avert a government shutdown, and they'll pass an actual budget when they get back. The House did pass a bill that allows the U.S. to hit China with trade sanctions if China does not stop undervaluing its currency. Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan says China has been creating an unfair trade advantage for its companies for too long.
This is about taking our country back. You wonder why people are anxious out there? They've been working longer, working more, getting paid less. This bill is an opportunity for us to reinvest back in the United States.
Beijing responded this morning saying the bill damages economic ties with the U.S.
The bank J.P. Morgan is suspending over 50,000 foreclosures because some of its employees might be improperly preparing the foreclosure documents. A new report finds more people signed up for Medicaid last year than at any time since the program started in the 1960s. There's an economic indicator. There are now about 48 million people enrolled in Medicaid.
And astronomers say they found a planet in what they're calling the Goldilocks zone. Not too hot, not too cold, just right. Not too far from the star, not too close, and it could contain water. The planet does not rotate much, so one side is almost always bright. Temperatures as hot as 160 degrees. The other side is mostly dark, as cold as 25 below. But in between, there's a land of constant sunrise where scientists say it could be shirt-sleeve weather. Taking a look at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 1,100. At 10,835, the S&P at 1,144. The NASDAQ at 2376. Well, coming up, journalist Bob Woodward joins us. He's going to talk about his latest book, Obama Wars. And we're also going to be talking about the new biopic about Mark Zuckerberg. And we're asking you, what if they made a film about you at age 26? What would it be about? And what would the film be called? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.